The Lord bless you, YouTube family. It is June the 3rd, 2015. Well, dear family, this is interesting. Two nights in a row now, and the Lord has come and danced and danced and talked, but given no message. This is curious. He's been dressed in a white tuxedo, and I have had on a very unusually beautiful, rather sheer but modest silver and lavender floor-length formal with twinkles in it. It's just really beautiful. And he's been so tender and attentive and obviously totally enjoying himself with his bride. Interesting, I heard someone said that one of our people had a dream that people were learning how to waltz in preparation for the wedding feast. And she had a dream that people were there learning how to dance, and there were jewels everywhere on the floor and on tables and earrings and necklaces and all kinds of really just stunning jewels everywhere. And the bride was learning how to dance to prepare herself for the ball. This was, she had this dream this last week. I keep waiting for a message, but he wants to be with me, and I want to be with him in worship. So Ezekiel and I are praying for discernment because Jesus isn't talking. Rather, he has a bit of a twinkle in his eye and seems riveted on enjoying our company. Interestingly enough, Carol was told to put together all the messages in a book, the recent messages, and she did that, and she was told that she had a deadline to finish the book on this Monday and to get a copy of it out to us. That was her deadline. And she also received something from the Lord about it being a June bride. She has a PDF of that book on our website now. I think she's going to put it on the book page. I'm not sure if it's there yet, on heartdwellers.org/books. Anyway, she did a very, very nice job. It's even illustrated, and you're all welcome to have it printed up for yourself or download it or whatever you like. But the Lord told her she had to have it done by Monday and sent out that very day to me. Now, another bit of news is the Hadron Collider is also being used as we speak to collide particles at unprecedented speeds. They just began that experiment today, this very day, Wednesday, the 3rd of June. Could it be? Could this be the foyer to the wedding procession? So putting two and two together, things are looking suspiciously climatic. The Lord is bent on being romantic and engaged to his bride. Carol is receiving deadlines. I've been feeling something about being a June bride. And also, I almost forgot, Jesus told Carol not to worry about finalizing the book because she was wondering, well, what about the rest of the messages that won't get in? He said, because there wouldn't be anything more to add to it. Wow. So now the Lord has told me he would be speaking to me every day until the rapture, and he has, but not giving us a message. So Ezekiel felt that he was getting quiet, because he didn't want anything in the world to sully the time before he came for his bride. He's more concerned about her staying really close and celebrating what is to come. I have to say, I started crying when I thought of the golden cello sitting in heaven and being able to sing and write songs again and have a choir of angels with different instruments to work with as I created worship songs. I really miss working on music and singing to him, but he asked me to stop about 3 months ago and concentrate on getting messages out to you and teachings out, so I did. But I have to say that it also gives rise to suspicion that he may come very soon, because he has pushed me in creating music for several years now. He had to, because I'm such a coward about doing something new. And now he's telling me to stop, and devote my time to teaching. So these are all things that are worth considering. They definitely deserve more prayer. It's even been painful lately for me just thinking about the piano. I'm sitting next to it here. We're sitting next to the piano while I'm recording, but it's hard looking at the keys and hearing Terry play and just feeling my fingers on the keys again. But tonight I was musing on the Palace of Waterfalls and all the animals he's given me and how I just want to be with them. And even my children, I lost two, are waiting for me. And my grandchildren, who live so far away, will be there too in the rapture. So that also brought tears to my eyes and profound gratitude. So your guess is as good as mine. You've got the same information I've got. I've been in prayer for about 4 hours both nights and even hours during the day and in the morning. And all he wanted to do was dance and celebrate our love. And all I wanted to do was go along with this joyous time. I mean, I was in no hurry to be sitting here taking a message when, you know, he was so real and spending such sweet time with me. Although I always do, you know, when he asks me to write, I always do. And I'm happy to share with you, but he hasn't been asking that. So I would ask you all to please pray for us, that we discern correctly what he's up to. One thing I do feel, a deep peace. He's so wonderfully present to me and to Ezekiel that I know whatever it is that has put that twinkle in his eye and dancing in his feet, it's a good thing. So Ezekiel is joining us now, so he's going to weigh in on this. Honey, what do you think is going on with the Lord?
Well, I think at this point, anytime there's a move of God, there's usually a beginning and an end, and there's a window of grace in between. And I'm not saying by any means that he's bringing this to an end, but I think that looking at time as a whole and what's around us and all the signs that are around us, everyone can sense and feel that the birth pangs are getting stronger and closer.
Yeah,
and,
closer together.
You can just sense and feel. Even our animals have been restless for mm-hmm. the last week or so. The horses in the back pasture and the pets here around. It's been interesting to me that I've gotten quite a few letters and comments from people just on the street of a sense of anxiety, anticipation, like they know something's up a little more than what they've always kind of in tals.
Yeah.
It's always, you know, a new alien crystal thing or something, who knows what, but most people will tell you, I don't know why I'm here, I was just led here, you know, and there's been talk about safe places and refuges during the time to come. But, you know, my gut discernment, my very first feeling when Claire shared with me that the Lord just was very contented.
Yeah, that would be a good word. Yeah.
Very contented and fulfilled. Just wanted to linger. Someone asked one time, what is contemplation? To contemplate something. Well, if you've ever had a little one in the crib, you bring your baby home from the hospital and even, you know, up to the first few weeks. Well, once you put the little girl or little guy in his bassinet when he's not sleeping right there with mommy. You go and you turn the little light out. You look into the glow of the night light and here's your little precious baby. And they're just so pure and so innocent and so meek and so mild, so perfect. You catch yourself taking a long, lingering look before you walk out that door, you know. And I think this is a time of considering, of taking a long, lingering look at where the Lord has brought us to in this point in our relationship. We do still live in a society that's kind of instant gratification and instant 30-second commercials, switch this and switch that. But, you know, the Lord is not an insta-message machine or a slot machine for sure, and most of us don't look at him that way. But if he chooses to be quiet for his own reasons, my thought would be then I want to be quiet with him too.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking. Although I've got some teachings that I want to do, and we're trying to help as many as we can with the crisis in their lives, you know, the emails that come in and so on. But still, there are some things I think that we need to share, and whether or not he'll allow us to share them, I don't know. We'll find that out tomorrow, I guess.
I think that the next couple of weeks are going to be very interesting with events in the world, and things go up and down, and who knows what's going to happen out there. But it feels like he's almost protecting this time with he and his bride. I mean, totally shutting the world out so that he can just relax and breathe in and appreciate and love that satisfaction, that fulfillment. Again, that contentment. And it also reminds me of a young man before his wedding, and probably a young woman too.
Yeah.
Emotions are high, sometimes they're low, sometimes they're in the middle. And, you know, God is perfect, but I'm sure that the Lord is going through all kinds of feelings. This is his wedding day.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a once in an eternal lifetime event. Finally, what he's waited for so long, to be joined.
Yeah, and the point is, you know, we've had this rapture practice, I think, 3 or 4 times now. It's driving me up the wall. And I told the Lord tonight, please, Lord, no more practice. Let this be the real thing. Please, don't disappoint us again.
But I think the idea of, you know, before something really big like this, there is a kind of a turning inward, a tucking inside. Sometimes it's like, wow, he's given us so much. Just a gourmet meal every day.
That's true.
And how many times do I go back and taste some of those different dishes again? And what have I done to incorporate those into my life? And I know most of you have made major changes, not because you decided to, but as you've written to us, you just have felt moved to pull back more and more
from the world,
the stores and the shopping and the this and the that.
Mm-hmm.
I just got a scripture a while ago before we began this, that they'll throw their silver in the streets and their money will be an unclean thing.
Right.
And so it's, you know, it's not going to be long before this whole system is going to change anyway. But he never changes. He never will change.
And the scripture that I just got tonight was, as the bridegroom rejoices over the bride, so shall your God rejoice over you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's when I was, Rhema from my little Bible Promise book, was asking the Lord, you know, where he was at with all of this, what's going on.
Yeah.
And that's what he was, and that's exactly what he's been doing. He's been rejoicing. Now, 4 hours yesterday, 4 hours tonight, at least 4 hours. I mean, there have been hours in between that when we were doing the same thing, just being in one another's presence.
A lot of what he's been talking about this week has been hope and our private prayer times. You know, Psalm 42, hope in God, for I shall yet praise him. 1 Peter, your faith and hope are in God. 1 Peter again, hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ and his coming.
Wow.
The neatest one I like, Colossians 1:5, for the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, whereupon you heard before in the word of truth of the gospel, the hope that's laid up for you already in heaven. And so Psalm 31 says, be of good courage. He'll strengthen your heart. Hope in the Lord.
You've been getting that one about he's going to remove you out of harm's way too, right?
I mean,
do you remember where that was?
There are so many scriptures about the Lord's protection and his provision. You know, it might look like on the one hand, oh, our enemies are going to triumph over us, or, you know, something's coming on the world. And yet, the Lord says, I'll take you out of harm's way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'll literally sweep you away and put you on a high and lofty place.
Mm-hmm.
So, there's some things that we're getting ready for. And okay, so if this is just yet another, as someone called it, drill, I prefer not to call it that, but if this is more of us getting used to living in a time of anticipation and readiness, and we're getting ready not just for an event, the rapture, the wedding feast, but we're getting ready for what we're going to be living for all of eternity.
Yeah.
And I've had the strongest sense for the last few weeks that I've kind of had one foot on earth and one foot there. You just begin to be more heavenly minded. So I just encourage you to continue to press in. Don't be afraid or confused. Don't be anxious. And I know what he's asked me to do for the last couple of days is just to be patient.
Right.
Just be patient and smell the flowers along the way. You know, enjoy this time. Some of the tiniest flowers up in these mountains are hidden under Oregon wild grapes, but there'll be a choice, fragrant little violet or wild raspberries or strawberries under there if you slow down and you look. And so it's to, like with that little child, to take a long, loving look at our relationship with the Lord, the beauty of it, this spousal, bridal relationship that we have and that we will consummate very soon with him, that we will stand before the Father, literally in a wedding ceremony, exchanging our vows with Jesus, becoming his bride once and for all eternity.
Amen. Thank you so much for that. The Lord bless you all and give us all perseverance and keep us in your prayers as we pray for you too.